Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something I call Concrete Echo, a controlled echo build that makes an intro melt into the drop like classic jungle dub tape tricks, but with modern Ableton Live 12 precision. The whole concept is simple. We're going to let a few key elements, especially the mid layer of the bass, print into a gritty delay and reverb cloud during the last 8 bars, and then we're going to hard cut that cloud right on the downbeat so the drop hits clean and huge. That contrast is the rewind factor. Let the intro smear, let the drop punch. Alright, open Ableton Live 12 and let's set the stage. First, session setup. Put your tempo in the classic pocket, 165 to 170 BPM. I'm going to aim at 168 for that old school bounce. Jump into arrangement view and block out a quick structure, 16 bars of intro, then an 8 bar pre-drop blend, then a 32 bar drop. Add locators so you can loop and focus. Intro, blend, and drop. Now we build a bass that can handle being thrown into effects without wrecking the low end. Think of this as two basses working together. One is pure stability, the other is character. Create two MIDI tracks and group them. Name the first one SUB, the second one MID, then select both and group them into a group called bass. On the SUB track, load operator. Keep it dead simple. Oscillator A only, sine wave. For the amp envelope, keep the attack super fast, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain either all the way down or very low depending on how long your MIDI notes are, and release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. The goal is tight but not clicky. Now process that SUB gently. Add EQ 8 first. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz can help, but don't carve it to death. Then add saturator on analog clip. Drive just 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Optional, a compressor at a mild ratio like 2 to 1, slower attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. This is not for loudness, it's for control. Key rule, this SUB layer stays mono and it stays mostly dry. We do not send it into the concrete echo. That's how you keep the drop from turning into fog. Now the MID layer, where the attitude lives. Load wave eatable if you've got it. Choose a sawish wave eatable on OSC 1, and on OSC 2 use something similar, slightly detuned, like 10 to 20 cents. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep it subtle. We want jungle grit, not trance super saw. For processing, start with auto filter, low pass, 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz zone for now. We'll automate later. Add a touch of drive, 2 to 5%, just to rough it up. Then saturator, more aggressive than the sub, 3 to 8 dB drive depending on taste. Add chorus ensemble very lightly for motion, slow rate, low amount. Then EQ 8, high pass at 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. And if you need it to speak on smaller speakers, a gentle bump around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. Now MIDI, make a 1-bar loop that feels like syncopated 16 THz with space. Classic jungle bass rolls don't just sit under everything, they answer the kick and snare, like a conversation. Keep note lengths short to medium and let the release do the glue. Here's a weight trick, duplicate the same MIDI to both layers, but nudge the MID later by 5 to 12 milliseconds using track delay. That tiny lag can make the bass feel heavier without flaming. Cool. Bass foundation done. Now we build the main character of the lesson. The concrete echo return. Create a return track, return A, and rename it A. Concrete echo. And the device order matters, because we're shaping what goes in, then creating space, then adding grit, then moving it. First device, EQ 8 as a pre-filter. High pass at 120 to 200 Hz. Steep slope. This is the first line of defense against muddy drops. If the return sounds cardboardy, a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz can help. Next, Ableton delay. Set it to ping pong for width, or stereo if you want it tighter and more centered. For the time, choose 1/8 dotted. That's a classic jungle propulsion setting, because it pushes the groove forward without feeling like a generic 1/4 echo. Set feedback around 35 to 55% to start. In the delays filter section, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz, and add a tiny bit of modulation, maybe 2 to 8%, if you want that tape-ish movement. Next, hybrid reverb. Go for convolution mode and pick a room or warehouse style space. Keep decay in the 1.2 to 2.5 second range. We're not going ambient, we're going physical. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the groove stays punchy. Dry slash wet on the return itself can sit around 20 to 35%. because remember, the send level is also controlling how much you hear. Next, saturator again, because this is why it's called concrete echo. Use analog clip or warmth. Drive 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. This makes the echoes feel like they're hitting walls, not floating in air. Next device, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB, with resonance around 10 to 20%. We're going to automate this cutoff during the blend to create that closing walls feeling. Then utility, set width around 120 to 160% for the intro, and blend. Turn bass mono on, set around 120 Hz. That keeps the return from destabilizing your low end. Optional but very strong. Put a compressor on the return. Sidechained from your drums bus or at least the kick and snare. Ratio around 3 to 1. Fast attack. Medium release. 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now the echo breathes around the drums instead of smearing over them. Before we automate anything, let's talk routing. We are selective. The point isn't to throw the whole track into a wash. The point is a few signature elements create the cloud, so the listener can still read the groove. Start by sending only the MID bass to return A. Keep the SUB send at negative infinity. Then pick one or two extra elements, a jungle stab, a rave chord hit, a vocal shot like rewind or come again, and maybe a ride loop or shaker very lightly. Signature moments only. Now arrangement. The 8-bar intro blend automation. Loop the 8 bars before the drop so you can really dial it. And here's a coach note that changes everything. Calibrate the send so the blend appears, rather than just getting louder. Set the return fader where you want it first. Then raise the MID bass send until you just hear the echoes in the gaps. Then back it off 1 to 2 dB. That's your sweet spot. Now when you automate, you're animating something controlled, not just turning up chaos. We'll do the automation in 3 phases. Phase 1, bars minus 8 to minus 5. This is the leak. Automate the MID bass send from negative infinity up to around minus 12 dB by the end of bar minus 5. At the same time, automate the auto filter cutoff on the return, starting open around 9 to 12 kHz, closing down to around 5 to 7 kHz by the end of bar minus 5. The feeling you want is, the room is getting louder, but darker, like it's wrapping around you. And don't draw straight lines if you can avoid it. Use gentle curves. A slow rise that accelerates in the last couple bars feels more like tape dub hands-on movement than a boring linear ramp. Phase 2, bars minus 4 to minus 2. This is the concrete chamber. Increase the MID bass send a further, aiming around minus 9 to minus 6 dB. Then automate delay feedback to creep up. For example, go from 40% to 55 or even 60% by the end of bar minus 2. You'll feel the tail start to stack. Now add echo throws. This is a huge jungle move. On a stab or a vocal, keep the dry level modest, but for one hit at the end of every two bars, spike the send briefly up to minus 3 dB or even 0 dB, just for an eighth note or a quarter note, then snap it back down. It's like throwing the sound into a stairwell and slamming the door. If you want the throw to feel cleaner, you can also filter what you're sending. A great trick is placing an auto filter before the send on the MID track, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz, and automate that high pass higher as you approach the drop. That lets you send more energy into the echo without flooding the low mids. Phase 3, bar minus 1. This is the money move, the vacuum and the hard reset. One beat before the drop, cut the main bass briefly. Not a whole bar, just a beat, sometimes even half a beat depending on your vibe. Also pull out most of the drums for that beat, maybe leaving a tiny hat or a little riser texture, if you want. The goal is a deliberate empty moment. Pre-drop energy is density plus contrast, not volume. We get dense, then we create a clean hole. During that hole, let the concrete echo ring. Let it be the only thing holding the listener up. Then, exactly at the drop, do the hard reset. This is what separates cool transition from why did the drop suddenly hit like a brick. On the downbeat, pull the return of fader to negative infinity for just an eighth note, then bring it back very low, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB, or even keep it basically off for the first bar, if you want maximum impact. At that same moment, reset delay feedback back down to around 35 to 45%, and open the returns filter back up, or keep it darker if you're going for heavier tech step vibes. The key is, the first kick and sub hit must be clean. Here's a really practical impact test. Compare the last moment of the blend to the first 200 milliseconds of the drop. If the drop doesn't win in that first 200 milliseconds, your return is too loud, too long, or too low mid heavy. Fix it by lowering the return, shortening the reverb decay during the last bar, or high passing the return higher. Now let's make sure the bass itself is drop ready. On the bass group, at EQ8, if the drop feels bloated, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If the sub is controlled and you need a touch more weight, a tiny wide boost around 90 to 110 Hz can work, but be careful. Then add glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not squish. Then utility, keep width at 0 to 20%, and bass mono on up to 120 Hz. Bass wants to be centered and confident. Let's hit some common mistakes before you lock it in. Mistake 1. Echoing the sub. That's instant mud, and your drop loses size. Keep the sub out of the return. Mistake 2. No hard reset at the drop. If the delay and reverb tail are still full volume when the drop hits, you're masking the kick and the sub, and the listener feels disappointment instead of impact. Mistake 3. Too much feedback too early. If it's washing from the start, there's no tension curve. Let it build. Mistake 4. Overwidening low mids. Stereo movement is great up high, but wide low mids can collapse in mono and clubs will punish you. Check mono early, throw a utility on the master and set width to 0% for a moment. If the mid bass and return vanish, narrow the return, reduce chorus, or simplify the stereo trickery.